You
and with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
And Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." And then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and he blessed them. And as he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. Special welcome to any of you who are visiting today. Colette's family and friends, we're so blessed to have you with us, and we'll speak more about that towards the end of Mass. You know, I've shared this with you before, but prior to entering the seminary in 2002, I had three jobs. My dad's mom was a caterer, and from the age of five, like any typical Mexican family, you started to work, right? So I have great memories of working with my mom's family, my grandmother's, dad's family, and all that good stuff. I also taught Long Beach Unified for 2 years. I was the worst kindergarten teacher ever. And I taught third grade. I was much better at that. But I have to say, my most fun job was I worked 8 years at Disneyland. And I think you all know that. And one of the things that I never wanted to do there was to work on the attractions or the rides, because when they break down, people get really angry, do they not? You've been there yourself, I'm sure, especially Indiana Jones, right? Always breaking down. So I got hired to work at the retail component. And the store I worked in was the Emporium. You know where the Emporium is, right? You walk into Disneyland, it's that big store on the left-hand side. And for most of my time, that's where I worked. But the worst week of the year to go to the happiest place on earth is between Christmas and New Year's. It's an absolute zoo, because everybody's in town, they want to see the Christmas decorations. And one year, it was December 29th, I'll never forget it. The power went out in the city of Anaheim. Exactly. And guess where I was assigned that day? Guest relations. And I was manager, so for almost 15 hours, I got to deal with people very angry, very upset. And I get it. You spend all this money, you are ready for your trip, but it doesn't go right. But one of the last guests that I dealt with that day, she came up and she was ready for a battle already, right? She was not happy. And she told me, "Sir, I want a refund." And of course, you know, I had my Disney smile on. I was thinking other things in my mind, but at least I was smiling. And I said, "Okay." And she said, "I wanted to meet Walt Disney today." I thought I was like on candid camera or something. But she kept asking me that. And I finally had to tell her, I said, "Walt Disney died a few years ago." And she just stared at me. I said, "But the magic of Walt is alive in me and everybody who works at Disneyland." She said, "That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life." But when I reflect upon that, that always makes me laugh, because I get it. She wanted to meet someone. She wanted to encounter someone. And she walked away disappointed. But as disciples of Christ, we never have to be disappointed. Because although Jesus is in heaven, we encounter Jesus Christ every day in one another, do we not? And Jesus loves us so much, he doesn't leave us alone, not for one second. He's up in heaven, but in his great wisdom, he gave us the church, he gave us each other, he gives us the Holy Spirit so that we're never alone. So we need to be reminded of that, that not for one second in our life are we alone, that Jesus gives us each other to love each other, to walk with each other, to accompany each other, to be there for one another. And in a very special way, we're given the gift of the Holy Spirit. We'll talk more about that next week at Pentecost. But remember that not for one moment in our life are we ever alone. Because we're still here on earth, and we're not yet in heaven, we still have a lot of work to do, do we not? I was at the ordination yesterday at the cathedral. It was a beautiful day. We have 8 new priests in the Archdiocese of LA. And every year, you can clap for that. You know, of course, when the Mass ends and they're out there blessing everybody, it's like 101, right? But every year, without fail, the Archbishop always teases the new priest. He says, "You're ordained now. Get to work." And you know what? The Lord is telling us that right now. Get to work for him. Bring the love of Jesus to each other. We're so blessed as priests, because we get to look out at you every single Sunday and see the good people that you are. So your life is a gift from God. Your life has a purpose and a plan. And it's up to us to bring the good news of Jesus to each other. Because the mission of the church continues. We are the church. And we have to bring the good news of the love of Christ to each other. And finally, and most importantly, we're reminded of where we're going to go one day. One day, we will be with Jesus in heaven. So I ask you this morning, people of God here at Holy Family. Yes or no, do you believe that Jesus is risen from the dead? So that's the answer to all of your problems, okay? Christ is risen. He's in heaven. And all those people that we miss so very much, that have died, that we can't wait to be with, they're up there in heaven cheering us on, rooting us on, until we're all together one day in heaven. So none of you have to walk away disappointed today from Holy Family and say, "I came to see Jesus, but I didn't encounter him." We encounter him in one another, and in a very special way, the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the great gift that Jesus has given us, so that it's a reminder that he is with us always. So how blessed we are to celebrate today the Ascension, a reminder of our mission, which is to bring the love of Christ to each other, and we're reminded of God willing where we will be one day with our Lord forever in heaven. So who is it that you miss today? Who is it that's in heaven that you can't wait to see again? Let's think of those special people right now. Let them know how much you love them in the silence of your hearts. And let us all keep on going until we're all together one day in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
So let's think and pray of those special people right now.